7 o'clock Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Pass the Point of No Return, aka the halfway point of the show. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Backing me up once again, the Emeralds and Earthquake. Just heard the Knickerbockers from the LP, the fabulous Knickerbockers, 1966 on Challenge with Lies. A lot of people confused them with the Beatles, but no, they weren't. For that, Esquivel and his orchestra and his take on Nature Boy from the Other World to Other Sounds came out in 1958 on the Living Sound of RCA Victor. For that, D Milkshakes from the 14 and Rhythm and Beat Greats, 1982 on Wall City Records in Germany with Whoa Now. For that, Piero Umiliani with Topless Party from the compilation Easy Tempo Volume 7, Bikini Beat, 1999, and Easy Tempo in Italy. That was from the motion picture Sweden, Heaven and Hell, came out in 1968. And we kicked it off with James Darren with Life of the Party, 1962 on Cold Picks. Anyway, coming up in these next 58 minutes will be this week's song that everybody knows, a tearjerker, a bonus tearjerker. And I mangle another PSA. Remember, no Desperate Hours next week. I'll be coming back from vacation, and I'll be rejoining the air. Desperate Hours will be back on the 15th, but the episode 13 of Tears and Alcohol. Anyway, I'm delirious from the heat. Nice to hear from Richard from Winthrop. It's been a while, but the phones have been jiggy, really bad. Anyway, let's get back into it. I got what probably is Joe Lacey's favorite band queued up to introduce this set.
And a dancing to the news. The walls were a shaking and the floor began to sack. The band played Dixie and they raised a rebel flag.
Woo! What a party! Woo! What a party!
We started rocking Saturday night and the party is still going on.
Woo! What a party! Woo! What a party!
We started rocking Saturday night and the party is still going on. They gave a chicka cooka and they painted Betty blue. They played Moonstompers and they mellowed Mary Lou. The party lagged a bit and what do you think? They got a herd of elephants and painted them pink.
Woo! What a party!
Motor up. Sunshine and Lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Laura and Tommy were lovers. He wanted to give her everything. Flowers, presents, and most of all, a wedding ring. He saw a sign for a stock car race, $1,000 prize it read. He couldn't get Laura on the phone, so to her mother, Tommy said, "Tell Laura I love her. Tell Laura I need her. Tell Laura I may be late. I've something to do that cannot wait." He drove his car to the racing ground. He was the youngest driver there. The crowd roared as they started the race. Round the track they drove at a deadly pace. No one knows what happened that day, how his car overturned in flames. But as they pulled him from the twisted wreck, with his dying breath, they heard him say, "Tell Laura I love her. Tell Laura I need her. Tell Laura not to cry. My love for her will never die." Now in the chapel, while Laura prays for her Tommy who passed away, it was just for Laura he lived and died. Alone in the chapel she can hear him cry, "Tell Laura I love her.
Thank you. luck to you.
At 7:16 Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour. Just heard Dawn McGinnis and Good Luck to You, a track originally released on the Rena label in 1969. I got off the compilation You're Not From Around Here, 2023 on Numero Group. Before that, Ray Peterson and his iconic Tell Laura I Love Her. This week's tearjerker is only multi-award-winning author Darlene Lacy could possibly introduce it. Originally released on RCA Victor in 1960, but I got off the compilation dead! The Grim Reaper's Greatest Hits, 2006 on Ace in the UK. Before that, The Knack and the album version of My Sharona. This week's song that everybody knows, from Get the Knack, 1979 on Capitol. And we kicked it off with Dickie Doo and the Don'ts and Wild Party, 1958 on Swan. Anyway, I thought I'd lost some time, but apparently I made it up somehow. So no Desperate Hours next week. There will be Desperate Hours will return on August 15th, but on August 9th, from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time will be Tears and Alcohol, Dark Country from 1955 to 1975. Anyway, so I'm just trying to gather my thoughts here. It is impossibly hot up here, and the AC is blasting. Oh my God. Anyway, this Sunday, you may see me at the Somerville Flea Market, the season opener. I believe it's from 10 to 4 in Davis Square, so check it out. 52 Holland Street, I believe. Anyway, let's get back into it. He's on the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Lots of fun. You will parler français before.
for these records done.
Horizontalement, un mot de sept lettres, et verticalement, un mot de huit lettres. Horizontalement, un mot de trois lettres, et verticalement, un mot de...
My night to play the radio, and I'll play what I want.
Hello, this is Todd Russell with another lively story about two good friends of yours, Dinky the little black duckling and Mighty Mouse. One day, Dinky's mother said,
"All out for swimming class. Dinky, you too."
"Oh, Mother, I don't want to learn to swim. I'd rather make up a poem. Quack, 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 quack. Some children like to sing or sit on Daddy's knee, but all I like to do is write some poetry."
"Some children like to swim and others like to ski,
but all I wish to do is write some poetry."
Along came Mighty Mouse, the mouse with the jet-propelled muscles, and a friend to all. He tried to explain matters to the foolish young duck.
"Poetry is fine, Dinky, and its place, but you must be able to swim too. It's good exercise, and besides, it might someday save your life."
"Well, I'll try, Mighty Mouse. Here goes."
But after splashing around for a few minutes, Dinky just gave up and went back to making up poetry.
"I guess he just doesn't want to,"
Mighty Mouse said to Dinky's mother.
"Before you can learn something, you have to really want to. You'll learn to spell when you want to write a letter. You'll learn to knit when you want a pretty sweater. You'll learn to light the candle when the light is growing dim. And rather than sink, you'll learn to swim."
But Dinky didn't want to, and so the whole summer passed, and he never learned to swim. Now it was autumn. The leaves were falling from the trees. And one day, Dinky's mother saw frost on the ground. She called her family together.
"Is everybody here? Let me see. Dinky, where are you?"
"Quack, quack. Oh, Mother, what is it? I was writing such a lovely poem. Come smell the rose. Nobody knows how the smell goes from the rose to your nose. Do you like that, Mother?"
"It's lovely, Dinky, but right now I'm going to teach you how to fly." "Yes, winter is coming and we must all fly south where it's warm. Now you flap your wings like this and you flap again like that."
But again, Dinky refused to learn. He just wandered off making up poetry. The other ducklings all learned to fly, and as soon as winter came, they followed their mother across the sky toward the warm Southland. But Dinky remained behind. He couldn't fly. And now it was beginning to snow.
The Desperate Hours with Alex Pierre.
Play some music, please.
Come on, some rock and roll, anything. FM WMFO. Medford, Massachusetts.
Me and my brother was going to town. Sing away, ladies, sing away. Ryan and Billy Goat leading a hound. Sing away, ladies, sing away. Hound dog barked, Billy Goat jumped. Sing away, ladies, sing away. Throw my brother right over that stone. Sing away, ladies, sing away. Don't you rock me, daddy-o. Don't you rock me, daddy-o. My old auntie promised me, sing away, lady, sing away. When she dies, she'd will to me. Sing away, lady, sing away. Why she lived so long, a heck of bald. Sing away, lady, sing away. Why she got out the notion and dying at all. Sing away, lady, sing away. Don't you rock me, daddy-o. 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 Sing away,
All right, yeah, it's 7:31 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Station wants you to know that if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this second set of the second hour. Just heard Lonnie Dunnigan and his skiffle group, Don't You Rock Me Daddy-O, track originally released on Pi in the UK in 1957. I got off of the compilation Joe Meek, Twang Guitars, Reverb, and Heavenly Choirs. Came out in 2013 on Jasmine in the UK. For that, Todd Russell and Mighty Mouse Saves Dinky Part 1. Track released or a slab released in 1952 on RCA Victor. For that, Claudine Clark with Party Lights, 1962 on Chancellor. For that, this week's French lesson, Caddy Lane and Les Mots Croches, Crosswords, track released originally on Disguise in France in 1966. I got off the compilation Ultra Chicks Volume 4, Yay Yay Girls, or from Boston, Yee Yee Girls. No label on that one, just a Canadian release. And we kicked off the set, second set of the second hour, with Davy Allen and the Arrows and Cycle Party from More Music from the motion picture The Wild Angels, 1967 on Tower. Anyway, got about 27 minutes to go and I got a lot of my music to stuff in there, so I'm gonna do the best I can, including tributes to Abdul Duke Shakir, last surviving member of the Four Tops, and John Mayall, both of whom passed away within the last 10 days. Let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
It's been a long time since I've been close to you. Gotta realize I get lonesome too. And even though you can't believe everything you see, hassle today, tomorrow will be free. Sad to you some of the time. When you look through different eyes, it's all changing in your mind. When you start to see the sky, different shades of blue, my image will come floating, darling, right there next to you. Master plan to go and give of love, make good land. Might be an hour, day, a year. I'll be coming back to you, so darling, don't you fear. Try to maintain it, even though you're down. I'll be coming back to you one day. Hold your head off the ground, maintain.
Thank you. Hey, this is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this next to last set of the show. Backing me up for the last time of the Emeralds with Earthquake in 1964. Just heard the Four Tops from the soundtrack of Shaft in Africa. And Are You Man Enough? Single release on ABC Dunhill in 1973, part of the soundtrack of My Adolescence. And it's interesting, Sterling Silliphant wrote the screenplay for that, the Trademarks, with If I Was Gone from Garage Punk Unknown's Part 1 CD, originally released on the Palmer label in 1967. And we kicked it off with Jim Harpo Valley. He of the Paul Revere and the Raiders Harpo Valleys. And a single called Maintain came out in 1967 on Dunhill. Let's get right back into it. Second Four Tops tribute to kick off this last set of the hour, the last set of the show. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
one, two, three.
And down the road at WMBR. But on Thursday nights, I prefer to listen to my radio. More specifically, The Desperate Hours with Alex. Stay tuned to keep on rocking with The Desperate Hours.
The Desperate Hours. The Desperate Hours. The Desperate Hours.
Right here on WMFO Medford.
You got what you wanted, Tiger. How does it taste?
And they're playing that song. You know what that means. These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, featuring rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, pop, truck, and a whole bunch of other stuff like European film soundtracks, song poems, and other junk from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never worse from the 50s through the turn of the century. My name is Alex, and each and every Thursday evening, except next week, I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs between the hours of 6 and 8 p.m. Eastern Time, by the way. Anyway, let me tell you what I played to close out the show. We paid tribute to John Mayo, who died at age 90 last week. John Mayo's Blues Breakers from the Bear Wires LP in 1968 on London. She's Too Young. Before that, John Mayo, and I was thinking of Big K, wherever you are, Big K. They've been looking down on me. Anyway, John Mayo, Room to Move from the Turning Point LP, 1969 on Polydor. And we kicked it off with a second tribute song, The Four Tops, to Abdul Duke Fakir, who died at age 89. It's the same old song, single released on Motown in 1965. Anyway, oh wow, I'm making my voice is making my throat hurt. Anyway, I'll be talking at you next week, only on the 9th, August 9th, Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. with Tears and Alcohol, episode 13. And then the Desperate Hours rejoins the air on the 15th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Damn. Anyway, my name is Alex. As always, a pleasure is mine. Take care.